CPA Mobile. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name's David.
For Charlie Bravo Alpha, you got Kilo November 4, Victor Romeo Romeo. Scott here at Greenville.
I'm at the sports club. I just finishing up some tennis and headed to the house. I played two matches. I've been playing for 3 hours, so I'm wore out. But anyway, I got a little short ride. I say 15-minute ride over to Taylor's.
Copy all. Kilo November 4, Victor Romeo Romeo. We got you loud and clear over here in Simpsonville. So it sounds like the radio's not too tired. You're coming through just fine.
Now, Congaree, coming up on Patewood, I got you on the input frequency.
Just sitting here working the HF this evening, and I had the 2 meter kind of over there in the corner, so I thought I'd give you a shout back and let you know you were coming through.
Yeah, that's what I do. Normally, I would be probably checking in at the sideband net on the 80 meters on 3915, but it could be over by now. I don't know. It just depends on the traffic and how many check-ins they get.
Yeah, copy all. I'm up on the 40-meter band here doing a check-in with YL Systems at 7240. And so I'll have to roll over to the 80-meter and see what's going on. Take a little peek. KN4VRR.
CPA. Yeah, they have it every night and 7. And a buddy of mine, WU2T, his name's Rusty, calls it, he usually calls it one night a week, and so anyway, I try to check in when I can. Of course, I'm going to miss it tonight, but now I'll have HF rig in my car, so all I got's UHF and VHF.
I don't play around much with HF in the car. It just doesn't seem to be too logical there from an antenna standpoint. I guess some people have a little luck. I keep the 70-centimeter and the 2-meter mobile in the car as well for driving around. But 3915 sounds a little quiet right now, at least from where I'm at. I don't hear a whole lot, but the old 40-meter band is jumping this evening. It's been pretty busy here lately. Come back.
Excuse me, when I get home, I might just jump on there for a minute and see what's going on. I'm blocking this car here. I forgot what I was going to say. I'm trying to let this car get out of the parking lot here. Anyway, what kind of radio HF rig do you have in antenna?
My HF, I'm running a ICOM 7300, and I've got a homemade dipole, sloping dipole center fit in the back that I run from the top of the house down to the top of the fence, and it seems to do pretty well.
That's good. I have a 7300 also. I love that radio, I tell you. I bought it on vacation, and we were coming through Virginia, and there's a HRO and right there off the highway where we were coming through, and I can't even remember the name of the city it was in, but anyway, and we stopped in there, and I sat down in front of the radio. My wife says, you going to get that? I said, yep, I sure am. She said, go ahead and get it. And so I did.
Well, it sounds like that works. At least it came out with the radio. Nothing wrong with that. I enjoy the ICOM 7300. It's been doing really well for me. And with the HOA over here in the neighborhood, you know, I had to finagle my antenna setups, but made that homemade sloping dipole. You can't hardly see it out of black wire, and 12-gauge black wire, and it's kind of covert in the backyard, and you can't hardly see it unless you're looking for it.
I'm in HOA, and I've got mine up in the trees. I got four trees in the backyard in a row there, right at my property line. And so I got it up in the trees there, and I painted the choke and the balum black, flat black, because they were white, and it makes them a little less visible. And really, I can't even find it half the time in the summertime now. When the leaves fall off the trees, I can find it pretty easy because I know about, you know, where it is. But I've got a Carolina Wyndham, and I'll tell you, it's a great antenna. It really, really performs well.
Yeah, copy that. I'm not familiar. I'll have to look it up, but that's a good idea with the balun. I've got the white balun, which kind of stands out in the middle of the antenna. That's not a bad idea. Paint that thing flat black, and then the whole thing will be kind of hidden, although I don't get any complaints as it is. So I'm thinking about putting in a little bit longer one, dedicated 80-meter antenna as well, just run it further down the fence post. And it goes from about 40 feet up in the air down to about, oh, I guess about 6-7 feet off the ground at the other end. But it seems to do fairly well, at least for me, KB4CBAK and 4VRR.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mine's only about 30 feet off the ground, and it's off center fed, so it's like a, depending on which way you look at it, it's a third of the way. The center lead goes, goes up a third of the way across, and it also has a vertical transmitting aspect to it as well, so I can talk to people. When I'm checking in to the sideband net on 80, I hear people checking in from Taylor's, and that's where I live. So, I can hear people local, and of course, I can hear everybody that checks in. We have people check in from Florida and I can't think of how far north I've heard people check in, but anyway. I've talked to St. Petersburg, Russia on that antenna on 100 watts, so I think it was on 40 meters, so 20 or 40, I can't remember.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I've got my antenna way situated pretty much east and west. I do pretty well down to southern Florida and up in the northeast, up into Boston, and talked to one fellow up in Nova Scotia. But I need to rotate the antenna around a little bit and put it on the other side of the fence, and I might be able to get a little bit maybe into Europe a little bit better and further out west.
It's really strange because I had mine, I had the vertical part up against a tree trunk, and we had a deck put in, and the guy cut my feed line. It was buried in the ground, and he was digging, footers for the deck, and he cut it, and he hit it dead center. I was so mad. So we had to put the take the antenna down, and because they started pulling on it. I said, no, don't pull on it, and they pulled it apart, and it came down in pieces, and then, so I had to rebuild it and put it back up, and the guy that sold it to me, he came over and put it back up for me. He's got a launcher, and so it's a little away from the tree now. And, I've been talking down into Brazil and up into Canada. Even I've talked to a guy on the west coast of Canada. So it's really getting out north and south a lot more than it did when it was up against the tree trunk.
Yeah, copy all. That sounds great. I got the if I could get mine a little bit higher off the ground, I think I'd probably do a little bit better. But we're kind of down here in the neighborhood in the low part, and I've got kind of some hills around me, and the house is sticking up. But it does okay, you know, for what I mess around with. So I can't complain. But I kind of enjoy just messing around with antenna designs and playing around with different things. I don't have any trees. It's a fairly new neighborhood, so I just got top of the house and the fence post. So I'll go with that for now.
KP4CPA. Antenna didn't have to be very high off the ground. Sometimes it'll surprise you. I'm gonna have to go here. There's a car in front of me, and I can't get around him. I can't see to get around him. Let me sign with you. I don't know what's going on here. KP4CPA.
Hey, David, listen, it was good talking to you this evening. Be safe out there, and maybe we'll touch base when we get here down the line somewhere. KP4CBA, KN4, Victor Romeo Romeo, 7-3, I'm clear.
Well, this guy's sitting in the middle of the road here, and he's got his flashers on, and he's going down here. I don't know why he doesn't just let the car roll down the hill and get the heck out of the way, because I can't get around him. I can't see to get around him. I tell you. All right, talk to you later, KB4CPA.